Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast, as well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Oh, we are live. Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast I literally couldn't even pronounce the name of. We're alive. Now, before we get into it, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, we upload those to youtube.com/Chris. So go check those out. Today, we're talking all about winter vacations, because that's a thing people do in the winter. We are really thematicizing episodes, and I've really been enjoying it, and I figured, you know, let's fucking do it. But something that always happens in the winter before we get into it, real talk, is Spotify Unwrapped. And I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who made us your number one podcast and made us the most popular one podcast in the 1% or something about us being 1%ers. But it's really humbling and motivating to see how much people enjoy this. And I'm excited to be getting a second wind, but it really is like a ninth wind at this podcast. And I just want to thank everybody, because it's really kind, and the fact that people get excited and value this podcast so much means a lot. So shout out to each and every one of you listening. And oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
I was about to press mute.
And then, okay, and well, that one fucked up a little.
His finger slipped.
Yeah, like it slipped on like the make it louder.
It slipped right down his throat.
Hey now.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there because I can say a bunch. Now, the cause I wanted to make for this podcast episode, I saw on TikTok, and they have exceeded their goal, but I don't want to stop there because I was genuinely, the second I saw this TikTok, I knew I wanted to do something about it. And even though they've raised their goal on GoFundMe, I just don't want to stop there. Because, again, it's the holidays. Everybody, it's just, I feel like a harder time for everyone just because of the holidays and the weather and, you know. But basically, this woman of 3 kids. She discovered that her husband installed a camera in their shower, which is horrifying. And so she basically took her kids and who are 2, 12, and 16 and got the fuck out of there. And they are now homeless with animals and the police are investigating and everything. You can read more about their GoFundMe, which we'll leave down below. But I just thought, what a horrifically traumatizing thing for kids to have to go through, especially with their own parent. And so I just want to uplift, her name is Chastity, and I just want to uplift her and her family because, I mean, I know what it's like for my mom to have raised 3 kids practically by herself. And so, I felt such a connection to Chastity for just the strength and like just utter will to give her kids the best life, I think is really admirable. So I just want to go support her and highlight her in case anybody has any extra money they want to donate this holiday season. The GoFundMe will be down below. And yeah, I just, what a disgusting circumstance to be in. And yeah. Now, like I said, we are talking about winter vacations, and I don't feel like my family really, I'm trying to think, like, the most we did, we would, like, visit our cousins in Connecticut, I want to say, but, like, we didn't do, like, the whole, we have a cabin that we go to every year or anything, but I guess, I've been on, like, I guess one winter vacation, and I wouldn't really call it vacation because it was a work trip, but when I graduated from college, I had an office job at a tech startup in New York. And the fun thing about tech startups is they have so much money for literally no reason. They get so much funding from Daddy Silicon Valley. And it really is so sexy. Like, oh my God, my salary? Do the old people of Silicon Valley know what they were giving their money to? Because it was literally my marijuana habits in New York. Thank you so much for the funding. But, yeah, we went on this ski trip to Killington, Vermont. And I had actually been there before, on a college ski trip. So look at me. I was the youngest in the office by like 8 years, maybe. Maybe that's not true. God, I hope none of my friends from the office are listening because maybe they are young, closer in age. I just think of myself as so young. But I was basically going on a work trip as a 22-year-old, and or maybe I was 23 at that point. I might have been 23. But the point is, I just should not have been on a trip with actual adults who were, like, not nerdy, because that sounds like I'm, like, shitting on them. But they were just, like, coders and engineers and, like, just 45-year-old men and, like, maybe, like, 2 women. And it was just wild. So I obviously was like, okay, I'm bringing weed with me. Like, there's no way I'm not. So we'd get there and we got like a house. I'm like, this is such a foggy memory because I pushed this the fuck down. But it was, we just got like this big, it wasn't even big, but it was like bigger because it fit a significant amount of us. There was only like 30 people working at the company, I want to say. And not everyone came, but we were there, and I mean, our office was like, might as well have been like just the step before AA. It was like just, I mean, people were drinking like during the day. Like, no wonder this thing went out of business. Everyone was just fucking wasted and playing darts. but, or maybe that was just me, who knows. But so, I mean, the trip was a big drinking trip, which is cool if you're like me and like fresh out of college, but like to do it with a bunch of people who are like, to quote unquote, leave their wives and kids for the weekend, it was just very off. There were like probably 3 people at the office I had like friendships with that, like maybe more, but for all intent and purposes, I had like maybe 3 friends on the trip that I like actively talked with. And so, like, everybody got cooking rolls. Everybody got, like, this rolls, whatever. The house, it had just snowed, and there was, like, 3 feet of snow. So like we had to shovel off the deck because there was a hot tub. And I was like, okay, perfect. So everybody's just like, the night goes on, the day goes on and it's nighttime. And everybody's shit-faced. Oh my God, someone brought weed brownies, I remember, because I ate a weed brownie and I was fucking gone. I was having a great time. And I'm like in the hot tub smoking, just like vibing. Everybody's inside. I'm like, this is my heaven. Just like a little slice of Caucasian paradise. And then I go in and we're eating and we're like sitting inside. Like we've all gotten, we did like a buffet thing and someone cooked dinner. I think I helped out because I was like, might as well pull my weight with this company somewhere. And so I was like helping cook dinner at some point. And then we were all just sitting around inside eating when one of the engineers who like always worked from home, I like rarely saw this guy. He would come in like once a week for our like roundup meetings or whatever those things were called. And he was wasted. And we're sitting there and the CEO, let's just say his name was DJ. It's like half accurate. this is so fucking crazy. I forget that this like really happened to me. This feels almost like a faint dream, but I am. Yeah, this happened. Like I'm sitting here and I was like, maybe I was just high. No, this like genuinely happened. So this engineer who was never in the office, he's like, hey, DJ. Like screaming in front of everyone. He goes, fuck you. Oh. And I'm just high as balls. I'm like, I always went into this job every day thinking like, this is the day I'm getting fired. They are on to me. Like this was like the start of my imposter syndrome villain story. Like now that I'm looking back, I'm like, this is where I harbored and like really nurtured my imposter syndrome.
I thought you were going to say, hey, DJ, drop the beat.
Oh, girl, I would have wished for a drop beat to have been dropped. It was the most. I mean, the room was so fucking silent. You could have heard, I mean, a pin drop, but I was trying to think of something more creative than that. So he goes, DJ, fuck you. And I mean, DJ's like kind of laughing. DJ's like this lanky, like goofy, awkward, I think closeted, but that's for another day. He just was like so weird. And so this engineer is like fucking berating our CEO. And I'm just like drunk. I'm like crossfaded, honestly, I would say, because I was like also drinking heavily during this point. I was like, holy shit, where the fuck am I? And so he's like, fuck you, DJ. And he's like, all right, why don't we bring it down? I don't remember the guy's name. Let's just call the engineer David. He's like, all right, let's just bring it down, David. And he goes, bring it down. Shut the fuck up. Oh, and I'm God, just like, dude. And then he goes, and then he literally goes, you know what? Fuck you, DJ. I quit.
Whoa. On the trip?
On the trip. On the spot.
Where's he going?
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? I'm like panicking, but I'm also like low key, like, all right, I'm not the worst employee at this point. Like, whoa, okay, we're not at the total bottom. Oh my God, it was just insane. I have no idea. Like, honestly, it gets really blurry, but this yelling went on for maybe like 10 minutes. And it was just like, DJ was just like, oh, like laughing it off, trying to like, haha, yeah. And we're all just like, let's calm down. And he's like, no, I'm not going to calm down. Fuck yeah. Oh my God, I'm like having a visceral reaction to this. It was just wild. And then we like went skiing and like the whole next day was just so off. Like, just so off. Like we all woke up and it was just like, hey, how y'all doing? I don't know. That's like the only winter vacation I really remember, sadly.
This seems like one of those startups that like doesn't have HR yet. Like, why would they play?
No, I think we had HR, but it was like one woman who like was also responsible for like the office managing
and all the things. Yeah,
yeah. Like she was like, I literally don't have time for this. Are we kidding with the alarm? Jake, you're 2 for 3. One more and you're striking out.
I just like that you almost had like a real like tough guy within the startup, right? Like it's like you're describing
he
like
wasn't a tough guy at all. He was just wasted.
I know, but it's like, hey, Mr. JJ, it's like the beginning of a rap battle, but you're at a startup party. Like it was just
well, and I was also like paranoid because I was like, is it inappropriate that I brought marijuana and that like I'm also soaring through the sky right now? So like I'm sitting here like sweating because I'm like, holy shit, like I am noticeably on drugs. And then he starts going off and I was just kind of like so tense, but then I was like, I guess everybody else is worrying about something else right now. So
you're like, this is making me look so good.
Oh my God. I felt like literal like employee of the month. I felt so good. I felt unstoppable. And then I just smoked in the hot tub for the rest of the night. And I was like, God, will you take me now?
I would think you, well, I guess I can see it being scary, but I would think you would enjoy it seeing as how much you love The Real Housewives. It's a very housewife situation.
If I were me now, I would have lived for it exactly. It's so Housewives. It was like Real Housewives of a nerdy tech startup. Like, it was truly, like, artistic now that I'm thinking back on it. But at the time, I just remember being like, where? Like, I thought it was, I truly was like, this is one sentence away from becoming a Fight Club. Like, I really was just like, holy shit, shit is about to go fucking down. This man is belligerently screaming and then quit on the spot. He's like, you're a shitty leader. Damn. Oh,
do you think any of them could have fought? Were they like, but how would the fight have been?
Literally, the CEO would have been snapped in half. He was such a twig. Like,
oh, you could have taken him?
No, the drunk guy would have.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if it turned into a fight, the CEO literally would be like DOA.
Yeah. Hmm.
Like, it was just the most insane thing. I mean, like, he was kind of, the drunk guy was like kind of spilling tea. I was like, okay, I'm not disagreeing with you on that one. But I was just like, oh my God. And then, like, I remember when he was like, I fucking quit. And he just kept saying it in like so many different ways. He's like, fuck you, I quit. And then he's like, let's talk in the morning. Yeah, oh my God, I'm remembering so much of this, more of this now. DJ was like, let's talk about it in the morning. Okay, calm down. No, fuck you. I'm quitting, douchebag. And I'm like, like each time I thought it got bad, he would like say another sentence. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen a man top himself, but here he is.
Did he stay for the weekend? Like, did he stay for the whole vacation?
I think he stayed. I mean, it was like a, I want to say like maybe a 2-night trip.
Because he got a free ski trip. Yeah.
Yeah, he stayed because we all took a fucking charter bus up there. So like, that was a fun fucking car ride back. I was like, anybody else got some more brownies on them? Or are we just going to raw dog this trip home? Dude, that was like one of the, I was like, I mean, it was one of those things where, like, in Bridesmaids, when Kristen Wiig's having, like, the utter meltdown at, like, the bridal shower or whatever, and that girl's like, awesome. Like, that was kind of me. I was sort of, like, in the moment, I was like, holy shit. But, like, looking back, I'm like, that's awesome. I just was like, oh, my God. I felt like the crazy one in the office. Like, everybody had was, like, a stable, older, like, and here I am, like, just out of, like, I was working at this office while still in college. So, like, I just felt so out of place. And so I was sort of like, maybe I'm not the worst here. I don't know. So ever since, I have not returned to Killington or a winter vacation.
This year, it's time for a return.
Yeah, let's go back, guys. Let's make a pilgrimage to where it all happened.
I'm like, Jake.
Justin,
fuck you.
I don't know.
No, I did that to Jake earlier this week on the phone.
I don't know if coworkers should go on trips.
What, Sam?
I don't know if coworkers should go on trips together.
No, I mean, looking back, that was like,
it's bonding.
No, it wasn't bonding. That was wild.
I think we would have a crazy vacation if we all went on vacation.
I don't think I want to attend that one, if I'm being honest. That seems really chaotic.
I feel like it would. We were just talking about White Lotus before this, and I'm like, which one of us would die? Would we all die?
One of us, at least one of us would be dead. Sam would absolutely make it home. Justin and I definitely, I've bets on not making it back.
Yeah.
And then Jake will be like flying a Santa sled home. Like, I don't even understand how it'll happen, but he'll be in the sky with reindeer and I'll be like, what?
We're gonna end up like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining. Just frozen.
Exactly. Like, that's why I don't think we can go on one. Like, yeah. Have you guys been on any fun winter vacations, or is it just me who's had the fun?
Oh, I've been on some wild ones.
Do you share? We're on a podcast. I mean, what the...
No, please just allude to them.
Yes or no answers only.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to fire people soon. This is about to be a one-man show.
So randomly, I always end up at Big Bear. So I was over the years, I've been going to Big Bear, which is...
Do you like Big Bear?
It's almost like being in a small college town of ski places, because it's not like one of those massive real ski places, but it's a cute little town.
Is it though?
Yeah. I enjoy it.
The more I go, the more I hate it.
and
I just feel like I'm gonna get axe murdered. Like
it's by Lake Arrowhead, so if you want to go to the lake, like, I don't know. Big Bear is kind of cool. I almost died there on New Year's.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah, you're right.
So that's the wild one for me, where I ended up celebrating the New Year in a hospital.
In Big Bear?
In Big Bear.
That's so bleak. I didn't even know they had a hospital.
So that one was the only one that I didn't enjoy celebrating the New Year, but the other ones were great. But yeah.
They're operating on you with ice skates. They don't have like actual tools. Wait, how? How?
All the doctors are drunk.
All the doctors are wasted.
Champagne.
There's just alcohol in an IV.
They're like, pass me the scalpel. Fuck you.
I quit.
I fucking quit.
Dude, like, I remember, like, as I was telling the story, it's like, I totally forgot that he quit on the spot. Like, I totally forgot that aspect.
Did he really quit? Was he never on the, like, he left? Like, he was gone.
I don't know, because he worked from home. So, like, I don't really remember. I wonder if I could call one of my coworkers. Hold on, Jake, tell a story, and I'm going to see if I can get a coworker on.
Jake, how did you end up in the hospital?
I mean, it's a weird story. I still to this day don't entirely know what happened. So there was no alcohol, no drugs.
He quit his job.
I had gone skiing with the kids. They're really little. And then I was up on the slope just walking with them. And all of a sudden I had a trouble breathing. And then a guy who was there in the medical office was like, oh, dude, you're totally fine. And I was like, I don't know. I kind of feel like my heart is beating really fast. And then he looked at my throat and it was like beating like this. It was like just going nuts.
Was there a frog in there?
It was Sasquatch. And then all of a sudden he took my, then, and I don't know why he didn't like take my like blood pressure when he said I was fine. Then all of a sudden he decided to like take my blood pressure. And then next thing I know, there's an ambulance. And I'm like gurneyed in, and I'm looking out at my kids as they're shutting the door.
Whoa.
It was horrifying. And I thought like, oh my God, these kids are going to grow up without a dad. Like, and then they came to the hospital.
What's wrong with growing up without a dad, huh?
Listen, son.
I'm just kidding.
So, but then when it was weird. And then when I got to the hospital, they gave me some sort of injection to slow whatever it was down. And then when my kids came, like I felt like I had a second chance at life.
Hmm.
It was kind of cool. Like it didn't change me anyway, because I don't think I behaved differently. Like I always love my kids and I always try to do right by people. But the thought of that I was never going to see them again. And I literally thought I was going under because I started
like die.
Yeah. I started to get dizzy. They did an injection at the slope, and then I heard them saying it's not working.
Oh fuck.
And then they did it, and then they did it again, because what happened was there was some electrical impulse in my heart that caught, and so it wasn't breaking. And if I had had some sort of heart disease or something, I would have definitely died of a heart attack. And they, and whatever it was, after two doses, it's, I guess it slowed it down. And then they did more work at the hospital, But yeah, they never figured out what it was. I went through a battery of tests. It scared the hell out of me.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no, no. But I just remember those doors closing and looking at my children's eyes. And I was just like, no. Like, it was like, yeah. So we went back the next year and we had a much better experience. And I did. We went to the same place and we just had a great time. Like, we had a rip-roaring time. We had a like amazing snowball flights. Like, we went down, like, we went skiing, we went sledding, we did everything. And then we ate amazing Himalayan food in the middle of Big Bear. I have no idea.
Wow. I mean, that was like a Mad Lib. Himalayan food was the last guess on my card.
It's unreal. It's the best Himalayan food I've ever had in my life, and it's in Big Bear.
I'm gonna just be upfront and honest. What the fuck is Himalayan food?
What's going on in Big Bear?
Girl, no one knows.
I'm just telling you, no, this is not sponsored. I'm just saying. But this Himalayan food, it's kind of like the cuisine is similar to Indian, but it has a slightly different flavor. So like the way that they make
the pink salt.
Oh, God.
The tikka masala is like a slightly different every.
How are we in the 1% of top podcasts? Are you kidding me? Like, who's sleeping with Spotify? Because this is not tracking.
I'm sorry, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
All right. Well, this has been enough of traumatic winter vacations. I figured it would be fun if we maybe planned our ideal winter vacation. Like, if we were to go on a vacation, the four of us. Yeah.
No one has a heart attack.
Well, yeah, no, we're not going to plan for that. Do we want to go somewhere warm? Like, that's the thing with winter vacations. It's like, a part of me is like, I think it seems nice to go somewhere warm because then you get a break. But then it like makes coming home from vacation so much worse. But also when you go somewhere cold, it's like a beautiful version of like the weather you're supposed to be going through. So like, do we want to go somewhere warm, cold?
Could we go South Pacific and then go somewhere cold? Like do best of both worlds?
No, we're picking one location. Why don't we just trot the globe?
Growing up in Los Angeles, and I'm sure like Fresno, like we never saw snow.
It snowed in Fresno. By Yosemite.
So in Fresno, it snows.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Central California.
I didn't mean to yell at you.
Oh, what is that, snow? It really put the snow in Fresno.
But wait, what do they call that when people prefer? It's like snowbirds, like, you know, like retired.
Oh, when they chase the heat. Yeah, they're like snowbirds because they go south or somewhere warm for the winter.
What if you went somewhere really cold, like really cold, like Alaska?
Like Antarctica?
An Alaska?
I'm going to Antarctica.
You really are?
You're going to Antarctica?
Have I not told you guys this?
No.
I'm going to Antarctica relatively soon. I don't want to give the dates away, but...
Is it January?
I'm going with my mom.
Awesome.
And we're literally going to Antarctica.
Does your mom have the same thing she has with states, like continents? Like,
No, I don't think. I know the states is like a real thing. I don't think I've heard. I mean, I'm sure she wants to go to every continent, but I have always wanted. I've always said, like, I want to go to Antarctica because it's like one of those things that's like not everybody does. And it's like, oh my God, what? Like in life, I just want as many experiences and like life experiences as possible. So this trip like came up and oh my God, I'm like so excited. Like I'm scared as fuck, but I'm so excited because we have to sail across Drake's Passage. So I will be literally running through the Six with my woes.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
But like my mom was like, yeah, we go to the tip of South America and then we go to the Drake's Passage and then we're at, and I'm like, bitch, this is your dumbest son. All I remember from like geography class or history class is how dangerous that passage is. So what do you mean?
That's going to be so cool.
We take a left at the Bermuda Triangle and then we...
No, but like literally that's how I feel like this is going to go. I'm like, okay. I'm scared as fuck. Anyways, I personally don't think we need to go to Alaska for this unhinged trip. You know, like...
I'm trying to think where somewhere like super beautiful but still snowy.
I would love to go to like a Wyoming or like a Montana or like I haven't been to anywhere like that. Oh, Quebec could be.
What about Banff? Like somewhere that has like
badass motherfucker?
Banff.
Banff, Alaska. Like go to Canada and just see some of those unbelievable peaks.
Saskatoon.
Saskatchewan.
Oh, is that what it's called?
It could be both.
Honestly, I just remember this is God. Everything comes back to Hillary Duff. But
if
like,
we go to Quebec, we could do Montreal and speak some French. There we go.
Okay, so here, who here knows French?
Je parle français un petit peu. That means I speak a little bit.
Oh my God, I'm gonna jump into the bottom of the ocean. I swear to fucking God.
Which means we'll get fondue and that's it, and then I'll be done. We won't be able to eat for the rest.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, let's get just fucking liquid cheese to clear me out. That's a great idea. I think we should go to like fucking Switzerland or something.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Like see the Northern Lights if that's a thing there.
Go to St. Moritz.
I don't know what that is, but
yeah, that's that area. That'd be amazing.
Do we want like a cabin? Do we want like a nice house? Like I'm not one of those people that like loves a cabin.
I feel like a resort where we all have our own room.
No, we're definitely, I'm at least having my own room on this trip. 100%. I don't.
What? So you're going to make me stay with them?
I was speaking for myself. I wasn't speaking for literally anybody else. If y'all want to bunk bed it up, go for it. But I personally definitely need my own room and bathroom.
Do you think if we're in Switzerland, we can go bobsledding? Because I know they have bobsledding.
I'm sure we could arrange. Well, if they have bobsledding, I'm sure we could do it. I want to do like dog sledding if we're going to do that. Like I've never done that.
Is that nice? Are they nice to the dogs?
I've never done it.
Is Booger barking?
No, guys, we can't even say that because it's all she's been doing all afternoon. Like, I was just on therapy before this episode. The entire time, my head is, like, still ringing and partially part of the reason why I think I'm in a bad mood because I'm just like, oh, my God.
I saw one of those Spotify Wrapped memes and it was like, your number one song was your cat screaming. When you're on meetings.
It's not funny.
Thought of you. Yeah. It's
not funny. Oh, do your cats scream, Justin?
Oh, just at 5 a.m. every day. Yeah.
Ew. Yeah,
it is gross. It's gross.
Hate that. Like, I actually actively hate that.
It's you and me both, brother.
That is... Ugh, that makes me so fucking annoyed. My favorite Spotify rap meme was like the ones that's like, you spent 525,600 minutes this year being a hater or like being a dumb bitch. I'm like, that's what I relate to. All right, we each get to pick an activity on
Switzerland.
Yeah, we each get to pick an activity for this Switzerland trip that we're going on.
Ooh, I think we should stay in a castle.
That's sick.
I'm down for a castle.
For sure. Okay.
A castle in the Swiss Alps.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Swiss fucking... Oh, I think we should do like a Swiss chalet. I don't know if there's a difference between a chalet and a castle in it. Now that I'm saying it, I'm not really even sure what a chalet fucking is. But
what is a sports chalet?
They're out of business.
Sports Center?
They got taken over by dicks.
Sports Center?
This is sports chalet.
I don't know what that is.
What if we have Swiss chocolate? Lots of Swiss chocolate.
All right, so that's your activity. We're going to go to a Swiss chocolate factory?
No, not at all. No.
I'm so done.
I'm scared of heights, but I'd love to go parasailing. Not parasailing. I like to, what's it called when you...
Paragliding?
Paragliding. That's, I'd love to do that, but I'm so scared of heights. But I'd love to
You just talked about how you barely made it out of a skiing trip.
For episode 100, we should all go skydiving.
That's perfect. My parachute will not be working that day.
We'll do the first podcast in the air.
Yeah, the sound quality will be amazing. What? Honestly, though, like I'm that person where it's like I would. Like I would do an episode skydiving if we could.
That's funny.
I don't think that would pan out, but like I would love to do that.
I've always wanted to build like a legit igloo.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go like ice fishing or snow fishing, like where you cut the hole and you drop. Like, I want to do that. That's my activity for Switzerland.
Nature's glory hole.
Okay. Well, I'm not getting any pleasure out of it. So I don't think we can call it that. You know, like I'm not sticking anything in that.
Who knows what you might catch? Probably frostbite.
If we're lucky. All right. So I have ice fishing. Justin, you have what?
Igloo.
Igloo. Jake, you want to go parasailing?
Paragliding. Like the glide. Like
why do you need to do that in Switzerland? Like, can't we do that? Like
in Swiss Alps.
Off the Alps.
Oh my God.
Or either that or maybe.
My hands would let go because they would be so fucking cold.
I mean, I could stick with bobsledding if you want to do that. We could do bobsledding.
I just think paragliding, like parasailing, whatever the fuck it was even called. My brain is so stupid. It doesn't even remember. I just don't think that like we can barely get through episodes some days.
Ooh, what about like a hot air balloon ride?
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm down for that.
Wait, that's what I wanted to do.
No, Sam, what do you want to do with Sudoku?
What? No, I'm not good at
Sam good just at wants to be left alone in the quiet. She's like, just... I'm so tired of being all of your parents.
Thank you, Sam.
Like, seriously, Sam is like such a goat.
Well, you guys got me all twisted because I was thinking of Switzerland activities. I didn't know that I don't think you can make a hole with ice and fish in.
Is it not frozen there?
I don't think so.
Do they not have ponds?
Oh, there is. Okay, this is what I want to do. There's a famous lake there. I went there when I was in high school.
Shut up.
You went to Switzerland in high school?
Yeah, there's a famous lake and I think I swear there's like two castles on each side. You can like swim to the castles and there's also really pretty hills. I would just want to frolic, I think.
I love that. Honestly, I'm down for a good frolic.
Frolicking in Switzerland. Yes.
I think that's where they filmed The Sound of Music, right?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was in Germany.
The hills are alive.
Oh, yeah.
I think the filming was Switzerland, though. That's all I remember.
It was actually filmed in Fresno.
After the snow freshly came.
Where it snows year-round.
It only snowed there like once.
Sam was an extra.
It does not snow there.
She was one of the kids. The Von Trapps.
I wish.
All right. Well, what else is there to plan on a trip? Is that the trip we're going to Switzerland and we're doing those four activities?
Booze.
What are we drinking?
Like hot chocolate mimosas.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right. So hard pass.
We all do a shot ski.
Oh, yeah. I've never done a shot ski.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a ski that has the shots.
Yeah, and then you all have to take them at the same time. Yeah. Guys, when I come to California next, we have to do a shot ski.
Down.
Can you buy one or do you have to make one?
Have you ridden a shoey?
Make one?
What's a shoey? Is that when you pour the beer into your shoe and drink it? That's fucking repulsive, Justin.
Ew.
Like, I'm putting my fucking foot down.
Be careful where you put your shoe, though.
Well, my shoe's going to be on my foot like a fucking person, okay?
I'm putting my foot down and my shoe to my lips.
Ew. I mean, I've seen someone do that and it's so gross to me. Was it you?
No.
Something's like the stars of Switzerland are pointing to you. I don't know why, but something tells me that I've seen you do this.
You've never seen me do one, no.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. That's a Lorde lyric. I don't know. My brain is just...
I got it.
Thank you so much, Sam. Okay. We're just going to actually abort this trip and just get into voicemails. It seems like a sinking ship, you know? Now, before we get into the voicemails, I just want to tell you guys that you can call in to 310-844-6459. I give the prompts every week on my Instagram at Chris Clemens. And if you want to get involved, be sure to call 310-844-6459 and leave a message. Beep, beep, beep. All right, what do we got? I'm asked about anything winter
Hi,
vacations.
Chris. My name is Reagan. Something involving winter vacations that happened to me was last year I was dating a boy for a couple months. And sorry, it just really makes me embarrassed to even talk about the fact that I was dating him.
Yeah, no, I get it.
All of my family lived out of town, and we went out of town to do Christmas there, and my other ex coincidentally lives in the same town as my family. And my boyfriend at the time got so upset about the fact that I was in the same metropolitan area as someone that I dated for an insignificant amount of time 2 years ago, that he drove 4.5 hours on his birthday, which was the day after Christmas, because he didn't trust me enough to be on a family vacation in the same city as someone that I dated. And then my parents made him turn around and drive home all by himself. Yeah. And now I'm dating the boy from 2 years ago that lives in the same town as my family.
So he wasn't wrong for driving.
Right?
He sounds like a shrimp dick, but now I'm kind of like, maybe he was like onto something.
Damn, the winter is cold.
It's not even that cold. That's brutal.
That's fucked up.
I don't even know which party that's brutal for.
Dude, that's like when you're an animal, when you know how animals can like sense if like an earthquake is coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was like, oh, he like felt the presence of the guy in the city.
Like, oh my God, what? You can't frame that story, Reagan, as if he's crazy for being mad when then you ended up with the guy he was afraid of. You can't fucking narrate that story like that. What?
I know. I cut off the very end because there was all these really long pauses, and I felt like at the end she realized as she was telling it, yeah, and now I'm dating him, and yeah, goodbye.
You should have left it, honestly.
But do you think he set it in motion though? Do you think like he put that in her head?
Yeah. Do you think that's like a revenge date?
Right. Because maybe she wasn't thinking about it.
I feel like he had the spidey sense. He knew.
I
feel like that's one of those gut things. That's a gut feeling.
Yeah. I love a good feeling in my gut. Yeah.
after you eat a bunch of Swiss cheese.
I literally have one brain cell. Like, one. All right, let's hear the next one. Wow, I love this winter vacation drama.
Hi, Chris. My name is Erica. You asked on Instagram for a story about a winter vacation.
I did, Erica.
I think when I was like 18, 19, my family and I went to Idaho to visit my brother for Christmas.
Okay.
And I, of course, got my period the day before we left.
Of course.
And while we were there, I thought that I left a tampon in and literally spent probably, I think, an hour or two in the hotel bathroom.
Girl, please
just
tell
like
me.
On the floor trying to reach and try to get it out because I couldn't grab it. But in my mind, I thought it was up there.
Oh.
I thought I felt like the string or something. Just clawing up there. Ended up going to the emergency room to find out after being there for hours in the waiting room that there was no tampon up there. Yep, I had to have a hot-ass doctor look up my hoo-ha and tell me there is nothing up there whatsoever. So yeah, I have never visited there since.
No, that tracks, and it's also Idaho, so that also tracks. Sorry to my Idahoans, my Idahos.
Idahoans.
Idahoans. I thought that was going to go like she thought she had a tampon in and like went skiing and then like left a trail down the mountain. And I was going to be like, but somehow it was worse than that. Like, not only was she grasping for straws, she was grasping for her uterine lining. Wow, that's brutal. I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm just like...
It's better safe than sorry. But it's so funny that there was nothing there the whole time.
Like, can you imagine checking in? So sorry, Erica, for, like, making it seem like I'm making fun of you. I guess I technically am. But, like, can you imagine going in and being like, holy shit, I have something stuck, I guess for me, like, up my ass. And then they do, like, a full colonoscopy and they're like, nope, you're clear.
She must have been horrified because you can die if, you know, there are certain things. That,
toxic like, shock. Yeah. See, I paid attention in health class.
It's true.
I was into health class. I loved it.
I have one more vacation one, and this one, I think this is for Jake.
Oh.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
My name is Grace, and
hi, Grace.
I'm calling in for the holiday vacation Christmas horror story thing. That
wasn't even meant to be horror stories.
Maybe 3-4 years ago, my family went to Big Bear for Christmas.
Oh my god.
And it was snowing, it was nice and everything. But me and my sister, one morning, we got in a huge fight. And
classic.
We were fighting, my dad was yelling at us to stop fighting, and then she decided to grab the straightener. She claimed she didn't know it was plugged in. And she burned me on my wrist. I still have the scar. But and then we got in the car, and instead of taking me to the emergency room in Big Bear, my dad decided to drive the whole family 2 hours back to Los Angeles, dropped me off at my mom's house. My mom took me to the ER, and then they went and got Thai food. So, yeah. pretty bad horror story. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
I'm sorry. What the fuck? I thought, like, my ski trip with my company was bad.
I mean, I have two things. One, I was already at the hospital. We could have hung out and it would have worked out. We could have just, you know, palled around and gotten healthy. Two, they could have gotten Himalayan food. I'm just saying, like, why do they have to drive 2 hours back to LA for Thai food?
Well, you know? Because LA has really good Thai food.
The story made me hungry.
But also, wait a second, y'all, the fucking trip to Big Bear to and from, that, like, Rainbow Road thing winding up to Big Bear is the reason I literally will never go back to Big Bear. I did that the last time I went to Big Bear. I did that at night. And there was like someone tailing me like so close. And it's like so fucking dark. It was like winter. And it was like, careful, ice. And I was like, oh yeah, let's add ice to Rainbow Road. Thank you. And then leaving, you go down it. But I was so fucking hungover that I threw up like 3 times on the trip. It's like an hour ascent and descent. This girl has like a fucking burnt wrist. Also, so what was the game plan, by the way? That your sister was just going to take a not hot iron and hit your wrist with it? I'm speechless. These stories.
This one sadly sounded familiar to me as a person with sisters.
Is this what happens when you have sisters?
We do things we regret. Don't need to talk about them.
Women, they're too emotional.
But I kind of thought while listening to it that the dad was so pissed off that they wouldn't stop buying that he was like, no, we're going back home. I don't know if that was it or not. But
what parent would not take their kid to the hospital who has like a whatever degree burn?
Oh, maybe he didn't think it existed. Maybe you weren't. Never mind.
I don't know. I mean, we weren't there.
Collectively, we really only have like one brain cell in total.
Well, no, maybe he didn't want to go to the Big Bear hospital. He didn't know it existed.
He wanted the Little Bear hospital. Thank you so much. That was a great joke indeed. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the whole kit and caboodle. And again, if you want to call in, it is 310-844-6459. And be sure to follow my Instagram at Chris Clemens so you know what the prompt is, baby. As always, thank you, Jake, Sam, and Justin for being here. And if you're on a holiday vacation, good fucking luck. Bye.